Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, cloudy skies with the light rain ending by this afternoon. We will have a high of around 48 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 41, 43 in Burlington, 41 Milwaukee, 41 also in Racine. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office files a charge of hit-and-run resulting in death against 29-year-old Nathan Hubbard for allegedly striking a 75-year-old man with his motorcycle Sunday night and then leaving the scene. The victim, Wesley Hieronymus, was crossing 22nd Avenue near 61st Street at the time he was hit while in the southbound lane. Witnesses said the impact threw the man into the air and he landed on his head. Police putting out a photograph on the department's Facebook page of the man they suspected of operating that motorcycle. That led to Hubbard turning himself in after hiring an attorney. Bond was set at $10,000 in court, and Hubbard will be back there on April the 26th. Meanwhile, the victim of a fatality with a motorcycle in Kenosha County also on Sunday, identified as 41-year-old Sean Flossie from Twin Lakes. The motorcycle he was operating, leaving the 1700 block of County Highway P and overturning several times, he was ejected in the process and pronounced dead at the scene. Early Tuesday morning, a Twin Lakes woman called 911 about her boyfriend being seriously injured, and now she could be facing charges after he died. Sheriff's Department dispatched to the accident in the 3400 block of 110th Street in the Twin Lakes area found this man with severe injuries laying out in the roadway. 38-year-old Brian Engelhart of Waukegan taken to a hospital, but he died from the injuries. The driver of the vehicle stayed at the scene, 29-year-old Anna Wright, said to be the victim's girlfriend, later taken into custody. The charges related to the accident, which is still under investigation. Racine Kenosha County Senator Van Wongart says finishing up the interstate work in Racine County that the governor promised would be coming, but is targeted again for delay, still a major concern for him. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Wongart said the interstate is tied to Wisconsin's economy and that neglecting to do all that work slows down growth.
You have a bottleneck that's created, you know, by not being able to have traffic flow consistently through that area, and now we have difficulty in people getting to work on time, and for a business like Amazon, that they're dependent on, you know, having people working on all those shifts and in all those positions to make the whole process flow. Timeliness is one of their huge requirements, and of course, they have to be able to do the distribution process, because we don't have drones yet that are going to drop it at your door.
Senator Wongart inviting the public also to his listening sessions next Monday with Representative Robin Voss, 3 p.m. Burlington's Veterans Terrace, 5 p.m. the Community State Bank in Union Grove, and at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 7 p.m. Monday. Some Racine traffic pattern changes to note for the immediate future. They have to do with road projects that are coming up, and those require utility work to be done first. Northbound Douglas Avenue between State and St. Patrick Streets to be closed for about the next 4 months so that the water utility can be digging down there and replacing the mains. That portion of Douglas Avenue is targeted for reconstruction next year. And take note of 16th Street between Taylor and Packard Avenues, another water utility main replacement project that'll be starting up soon. It'll last about a month and will close that portion of 16th Street. Racine County is going to seek legal recourse on more than $271,000 in back taxes for a property at 2500 Anthony Lane on the far northwest side. WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
A land contract between two business entities listed transfer of ownership rights by one to the other, including the land on which a multi-unit apartment building stood until a fire, but it was never legally documented. An insurance settlement was to have included reimbursement to the city for raising the building, which never happened, and court action to put the settlement money into a trust. A county board resolution says a tax lien will attempt to get at least some payment on the back taxes for more than $226,000 remaining in the trust account. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And Kenosha police looking into an overnight shooting incident that occurred on the west side bordering Pleasant Prairie. Now, there's not a lot of information that's available other than that squads were observed around the 6200 block of Green Bay Road. There were at least a couple of victims, not a life-threatening situation. Hospitals in Racine and Waukegan were notified in addition to those in Kenosha, and an individual targeted in a search of the area was found just before 1:30 this morning. Racine police took a man into custody last evening from a vehicle chase that began around a home on the city's near northeast side. Eventually, it got over to the west side and is captured by Lockwood Park. Pursuit was called off by a supervisor, though efforts to find the vehicle did continue. One officer by the All Saints Hospital campus noting the car passed him going west on Spring Street with obvious damage from having struck another vehicle at State and Prospect. The offending car, after it crashed on Westway at Illinois Street, had the driver taking off on foot. Not long afterward, though, that man was taken into custody at gunpoint. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, during his listening session at the Burlington Services Center building, talked to some members of the Senior Center, which has space in that complex, and asked if the group might be willing to explore a membership fee or other revenue generators to help cover added costs with a new facility. The existing building is still targeted for demolition within a year. The Knights of Columbus site has been the discussion topic of late, but Delagrave notes that talks with this group in the city, those are still ongoing.
That continues to be a location that we're seriously vetting. Obviously, the cost of the building is something that, you know, hopefully will make sense. And we're just at the due diligence stage right now with the city being a partner with us and the Knights of Columbus board. And if we feel like it makes sense, that's a strong possibility. The city and the county are committed to making sure that you guys have a location and that it has the least interrupted service.
Senior Center Manager Pat Kendall explained that they hold their own financially every month, having to cover mainly just gas and electric with some minor repairs, but also helped by various donations and gifts, and they do fundraisers.
We are solvent, but we are not flush to the point where we could take over a bunch of repairs or renovations or things like that on our own totally, I don't think, at this given time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some money, but it won't last forever. I just feel like where there's a will, there's a way, you know? You put it out there and, you know, what was that movie? You build it, they will come.
Delagrave said, I can't tell you how happy I am that you guys are open to a lot of different things. And Kendall responded, between the county, city, and God, it'll work out. Sturtevant's Plan Commission set to meet at 6 o'clock tonight. The agenda includes the conditional use permit needed by Grand Appliance to operate that warehouse office space they have going for 10301 Enterprise Way, and consideration of possible changes to the village zoning code related to architectural standards. Kenosha Unified School Board is going to be getting results of a survey done from the community on the existing practice and integration of cell phones within the district. Now, this survey, which ended yesterday, referenced the policy on devices used for instructional purposes. Similar surveys were presented to staff and parents and students for their respective opinions. This latest one, though, geared specifically at the community. There's no time frame on just when those results will be presented to the Kenosha Board of Education. And take note, UW Systems students are going to be able to spend a little more time away from the classroom with the announcement that semesters are going to be shorter and breaks longer beginning with the fall 2017 school year. A recent study done by the UW showed students having difficulty planning both academic and co-curricular activities with the existing school calendar. WRJN.com is our webpage, and we keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.